New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has defended a plan to develop Sydney's historic Rose Hill Racecourse into housing as good for the racing industry and for housing supply. This follows champion horse trainer Guy Waterhouse announcing her opposition to the scheme, accusing the state government of attempting to hijack the venue. A state parliamentary inquiry is examining the proposal after the government signed a memorandum of understanding with the racecourse owner, the Australian Turf Club, for plans to build more than 25,000 homes on the site. The Turf Club wants to use the proceeds from the sale, potentially worth up to $5 billion, to invest in other Sydney racing, training and stabling venues. Premier Minns says he respects the views of Ms. Waterhouse, but believes the plan for the 140-year-old track is a chance to boost much-needed housing supply while helping the racing industry.
She's entitled to a view, as is other people who are involved in the industry. I'll just make this point that this is a great opportunity for literally billions of dollars to go in to racing in New South Wales and completely remake the industry. There's only one opportunity to do this. Secondly, this could be a massive boon for New South Wales. We'd love to see Rose Hill turned into affordable housing, more housing for young people with a massive new park, more open space, right with access to public transport in the gateway to Western Sydney.